You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Monday to join me as we together study through the New Testament and study through the Word of God. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Here on the radio, it's Monday. You are tuned in here in the morning at 7 a.m. to 91.5 FM. Maybe it's 11:45. You're heading out to lunch. You've tuned in on 1510 a.m. Maybe you're on your way home at 8:45 at night or wherever you may be going. This is WGOD Radio. Now, that name comes about being a broadcaster, as I have been for 20 years, and a pastor. Man, oh man, I would love to own those call letters, WGOD Radio. But the only problem is only one station can have them, and it's a station in the Virgin Islands. WGOD, I like that idea, you see, that God is always broadcasting. And that's a truth. It's a fact. God is always sending out. He's always talking. He's always speaking. What you and I need to do is to tune in to His frequency. That's what we do here in this program. That is, we let the Word of God speak. It's speaking volumes here today, friends, as when God speaks, He's telling us, before He formed us in the womb, He knew us. That whom He's called, He's justified, past tense, that He has marked us out for salvation. He's telling us today through His Word that this is a done deal as far as He's concerned already. Him knowing you, Him electing you, choosing you for salvation, Him calling you, Him marking you out, and, according to today's text, Him glorifying you. The Bible says it's a done deal. You see, God is a sovereign God. He has marked everything out in advance, even the death of His Son, Revelation chapter 13, 8, as well as Acts chapter 4. The death and crucifixion of the Son of God was marked out in advance. God does not come up with a plan on the fly. He already has a plan, and it's being implemented perfectly. His plan includes you. We're wrapping up this sermon now. Prognosis, or actually, what's your prognosis? The prognosis over you, Christian friend, is that God has already chosen you. He's already called you. He has already marked you out for in advance. He's already sealed you with His Holy Spirit. The Bible says He's already glorified you. Now that ought to just make you want to shout. Have a great day. Here's the last part of this message. What's your prognosis?
And in the courtroom, you've got everyone there. You've got your defense attorney, Paraclete, Jesus Christ. We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous, 1 John 2:2. Over here, you got the accuser of the brethren, Satan himself. And that's what he does in his spare time, accuse you. And it's the only truth Satan ever speaks is your sin. No need to lie. Why lie about your sins? Right? Why lie? They're all true. He doesn't need to lie. Whoever keeps the whole law and stumbles at one point is guilty of all. So why lie, devil? And the Bible says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. With the heart one believes unto, should I? I'm going to crown this thing. Should I? I don't want to break it. With the heart one believes unto righteousness. That means that God takes his gavel and slams down that gavel and looks at you. Well, he's already done this. And says, not guilty. Not guilty. And it's over. It's all over. And you're free. Free from bondage. Free from sin. Free from the devil's accusations. There is therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. That's good news. Makes me want to shout. What can man do to me? I am justified. It's not that I will be justified. I am justified. It's already been done. That makes me want to shout. Excites me. Not guilty. You're free. Your spirit has been set free from the bondage of sin. And your spirit has been saved, called, marked out for salvation. Your spirit and God already know each other. And also Colossians 3:3, Paul says, you have died. Past tense. You've died and your life is hidden with Christ. Lastly, number 5. You have been glorified. Now, personally, I can't recall any regal party given for me by God. But he says it, so I believe it. I mean, can anyone here remember any parades on your behalf? Did God ever put a crown on you that you remember? What's that saying in Craps? It's on the come. Like, if I promise it, you can bet your sweet bippy it's going to happen. Maybe that's what this is. I believe possibly, again, this means God is saying you can take this to the bank. It's a reality. A guaranteed promise of what's to come. He says, I'm already glorified. Or a promise of what's to come for the child of God. Think of the word glorify. The Lord Jesus said to the Father, he said, Father, glorify thy name. And his answer to the Son was, I have glorified it, and by golly, I'm going to glorify it again. And you, too, have been glorified already. Whatever that means, all I know is that it's good. All I know is he already counts it as if it's been done. All I know is that God is on my side. What can man do to me? When the Muslim knocks down my door with a knife, I'm going to die laughing before I'm going to die from being hurt by his ammunition. Go ahead, do me a favor. You can't harm me. I've been called. I've been marked out for salvation. I've been justified, declared not guilty, accepted by God. And glorified. What are you going to do to me with your 1-inch knife? You can't harm me. My name's written down in heaven. You can't harm me. All of this, church, is yours. That is what's been done behind the scenes concerning your soul. All of that. That's not future promises. All that has already happened. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. Now I leave you with this thought. So what's your prognosis? That depends on who you would ask. If you ask me, what I know in advance is this, that God loved me before I was born. And I've got eternal security because God chose me before I was born. I know that this old boy will cross the finish line in Jesus' name. I know this better than any weatherman or doctor. I have got the full assurance if God chose me before I was born, if God chose me while I was a sinner, right? How does that go? Romans 5 and 8. For while we were still sinners, Christ died. God demonstrates his own love towards us, and that while we're still sinners, Christ died for us. Died for me. Saved me on my worst day, when I was a sinner, before I was born, before he made this world. Don't you think I can cross the finish line? Don't you think you can cross the finish line? You will cross it. You were saved before you were born. He chose you. He's marked you out. He's had his hand on you. God is sovereign. Not a hair falls to the ground apart from his will. He's still on the throne. And he's got your back. And you will cross the finish line. You heard it from here, from this old preacher. You will cross the finish line. May God hold me responsible for telling you that. If your name is written in the book of life, you will cross the finish line. Write that down. That's what I've learned. If you ask me, if you ask God, what's your prognosis? I bet you God would answer that question through his word. Through his word. And this is what he says. You can read it in Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 3. You can add it to the handout. It's not on there. That was given to me this morning. Jeremiah 31, 3. It says this. The Lord has appeared of old to me, saying, yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I've drawn you. That's God's opinion concerning his prognosis of you. I have loved you. Past tense. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you. Lord, we thank you for your word.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.